The options have almost run out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. If there was going to be a saving grace to the GM bankruptcy possibility, bondholders were the ones to be at the center of it. Yet the two couldn't come to terms on a number of items, most notably the percent stake in General Motors. Let's bring in Marketplace's Dan Gretsch to talk about what happened or what didn't happen. Morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So where are we now?
Well, we had a midnight deadline for bondholders who right now hold $27 billion in debt in GM to basically accept a deal to swap that debt for stock in restructured GM. And we needed 90% of bondholders to agree to that to avoid bankruptcy. Well, GM this morning said that not even close to that number had agreed to the deal, and GM is within days of going bankrupt.
So we've got all this still on the table. We're days away, the deadline, June 1st, and we're talking about the federal government infusing GM with billions of dollars for a large stake of the company, right?
Yeah, they're talking now about a 70% stake in General Motors in exchange for $50 billion or more that would be required to get General Motors through Chapter 11. The other major stakeholders, the bondholders, obviously turned down the opportunity to own a stake in the restructured company. They figure they'll do better in bankruptcy court. And the other major stakeholders, United Auto Workers, and yesterday they agreed to cut their stake in the new company in half. So the U.S. taxpayer is going to be the majority owner of General Motors.
How does the government run a car company, Dan?
Well, reports are right now that the government is going to be very hands-off. There's going to be no government employees on the GM board. The day-to-day operations are not going to involve any government officials. The U.S. government isn't going to be deciding which factories close or which contracts get renegotiated. The idea here is basically to get GM through this period and then to recoup money for taxpayers by selling that stake down the line.
All right. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch joining us this morning. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.
We're waiting for word as soon as today about which company Germany will back as a buyer for GM's European brand Opel. And Chrysler goes before a bankruptcy judge today to seek permission for a sale of assets to Italian carmaker Fiat, which incidentally is also in the running for GM's Opel. Let's see how all this is affecting the markets this morning. Where's Wall Street? Pretty much flat right now. The NASDAQ up just a few points. S&P 500 pretty much flat. The Dow down by about a tenth of a percent. S&P shares, as I mentioned, pretty much flat. FTSE's off a bit right now in Europe and Asia. Markets closed up. The Hang Seng added 5% in Asia today. Bill Stone is Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Wealth Management. He joins us live from Philadelphia. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us this morning. So, all right, you know what the top story is this morning. Wall Street futures were up this morning, but it seems that this GM news soured that. What's the investor psyche right now?
Well, I think the thought is that we know, obviously, likely that GM goes into bankruptcy. It's certainly going to be a complex bankruptcy, and I think, you know, all of us realize, and the market certainly taking into account, that there's downside risk to employment if this thing stretches out longer and as the ripple effects hit their suppliers.
What do you think, Bill, is the broader economic reality of a General Motors bankruptcy? How does it affect everybody?
Well, as I mentioned, you're going to get some ripple effect probably through the suppliers to them. You also got, as plants are shut down for some amount of time, which that was already, some of it was going to happen already, you would obviously expect those people to spend less. I think the worry is perhaps we saw the good confidence numbers yesterday that perhaps that robs us of some sort of confidence when this thing does officially, unfortunately, tip over.
Changing or shifting gears, if you will, pardon the pun, the Mortgage Bankers Association said today that the highest home loan rates in more than 2 months drained demand for refinancing last week, and that put a drag on U.S. mortgage applications to their lowest level since March. I thought that was the bright spot in the housing market.
It definitely was. I think that's the downside, is that wave of refinancing certainly seems to have slowed down to more of a trickle for the moment. But on the positive side, it was interesting, as the other side of that note was that purchase applications were actually up, although only up slightly. But definitely, that's a great thing that people are actually looking to buy home.
Yeah. All right. Bill Stone from PNC Wealth Management. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. American Public Media presents The Next American Dream. What will it look like? Find out more at nextamericandream.org.
The city of Chicago will learn later in the year whether it will host the 2016 Summer Olympics. If it does, the Windy City can thank its hometown connection to President Obama. He says he'll create a special White House office if Chicago gets the gold. WBEZ's Natalie Moore explains.
If Chicago gets to host the 2016 Summer Games, President Obama will appoint advisor Valerie Jarrett to head a special White House office. Unlike foreign governments, the U.S. doesn't offer any financial help to host cities. This new White House Olympic office would give moral support and coordinate events. Carson Cunningham is an Olympic historian at DePaul University. He says President Obama's public commitment is good for Chicago's bid.
The main thing, giving Chicago a legitimate shot to actually win the right to host. So I just think it's another factor in that part of the dynamic.
Chicago is competing against Madrid, Tokyo, and Rio de Janeiro. The International Olympic Committee chooses the host city in October. In Chicago, I'm Natalie Moore for Marketplace.
Looking for a cheap flight? There's a new low-cost carrier expected to announce today plans to start flying in July. Jet America has the same founder as Skybus. Remember Skybus, another low-cost airline that went out of business about a year ago? Flights will be limited, mostly on the east side of the country, but some seats will go for as low as $9 one way. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.